Tell us about Bill Beaumont as a captain.
Tremendous man. Led from the front, 199%er. I remember when we played against Scotland in the later years, when Jamaican was playing for Scotland, and Bill had actually been on a pre-season tour to France, and he got knocked out, and he carried on playing. And this is where this ruling came in: you cannot play if you had injury, you've got to have 3 weeks off, because he did carry on playing. And we were playing in international and everything else, and we'd used both replacements. And this is where these new laws, I think, are a good thing. We used both replacements, and Bill got hit in the head. And obviously he'd had this head injury, it was still there. So Peter Wheeler took over in captaincy. My job was to look after Bill, because he wanted me to push in scrums. He couldn't jump in lines. He was just, you know, worst thing in the world for a man's life. Yeah. Imagine this, he's out there, he's knocked out, but he's still there. You know, he can't protect himself. My job was to look after him. Anyway, so we ended the game and everything else. And then Bill then was playing another game for Lancashire, I think in the Midlands somewhere, it's North Mids or something, and he came off there. And they diagnosed this delayed concussion. And that was Bill's career over. And the press phoned me up and said, I'm sorry to hear he's retired. Very sorry to hear he's retired, but I'm delighted he's going to be okay. You know? And I know he was going to mirror a marathon, and that brought it all back, and he couldn't do that and everything else. And somebody's perfectly okay now. And he was, you know, I saw him on the tour when he was manager, that ill-fated tour Clive Woodward's coach over in New Zealand, the Lions tour. He has put on a few pounds around his middle. His backside's bigger than ever. But he was 101% for England. Yeah, he's then one of the most captain of his time. But you know, time moves on. Now they play more internationals. And also they come off and come on, come off and come on, don't they? You know, you can get like 20 caps from sat on the bench. Now, I think I'd love that. 10 minutes at the end. It's just a job. Here I come. You can go bananas for 10 minutes, can't you? Impact player. I'm your impact player, me.
I guess you were there for the Erica Rowe moment.
I was actually not playing. I broke my nose against the Australians on King's Home. I'd broken my nose, so I wasn't playing. And yes, so she came on.
Certainly a well-rounded lady.
Yes, well-made, shall we say. Certainly, well-made. Bill had rather a large posterior, and we used to call him his engine. And when we used to work in the line-outs and everything else and so on, Fran used to go behind and put his hands on his big ass like that and cheer him up. Now they lift each other. We weren't allowed to lift. Yeah. And Bill used to jump back and cheer him up. And I used to do that quite a lot with John Orwin at Gloucester. I'll never forget, we were doing a county game, I think, down at Bristol. We trained at Clifton. And these majorettes came out. These 18-year-old majorettes were out there, and there's some minuscule uniforms and everything else on. And as it came out, so literally we're doing this line out, and everyone looked like that. Really, J.O. had jumped, and everything else, everyone looked like, you know, flattened his back. I said, J.O., I'm terribly sorry, but look, it's not my fault. Not my fault. But Bill was he led from the front in the 1980 Lions tour. We'd all had new boots. Everyone had blisters, and they were bleeding and popped and everything else and so on, so we couldn't train, allegedly. And Bill said, right, we trained no boots. So we did, we trained no boots. No, not going to miss training. So he was 101%er. He really was. He played with his heart in his sleeve, and he played every game like that for Lancashire, for Fylde. His great famous Fylde beat Gloucester. He loves that one. Fylde beat Gloucester. Gloucester on tour in those days was not to be, you know, it was a quiet, retiring sort of affair. He wouldn't take him to the bowls club, put it that way. And they lost to Fylde up there. That was always his claim to fame. But he, a great man for the... for the North, for Lancashire, and certainly for England, yeah. He was a great player. Nice guy.
Speaking of him as a second row, reminds me, I never played rugby at any great level, but I did go to Durham University, and I remember one Wednesday afternoon turning out for the college side, and one of the university first team decided they needed a run out and came and played at number 8, a chap called Charlie Hannaford.
Oh, yes, yes.
And my sole memory of that match is in every scrum having the greatest difficulty staying in the scrum and not being lifted out of it by this enormous pressure that's coming through my buttocks.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never experienced anything like it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, Bill was like
who expressed... Yeah, I was going to say, who...
Bill, because definitely...
Who pushed hardest on your buttocks?
Definitely Bill Beaumont, without a shadow of a doubt. We got this. I got the England's team. We had an England squad session at Bisham Abbey. And bless his old cotton socks, I was against Sarge and Millsy, and I can't remember who the other tight head was, but Fran, Peter, and I were against them. And we were having a scrimmaging session. On came the scrimmaging, and I got my wings. I popped like a cork. You should have seen the face of the selectors. Total devastation. We got a Sky pilot for a tight head. I said, not a problem. No problem. Believe you me, carry on. So I got down again, just waited for the hydraulic ram. Yeah. Thank you very much. I've never been pushed so hard forward. Yeah. Great. Well, he retired with brain damage, and I retired with neck damage. But any man sticks it at my ass for 18 minutes is going to get brain damage. And anyone, if he pushes so hard as that, I got neck damage. Definitely. He was on, you know, you could sit there all day, and it was just like sitting in front of the hydraulic ram. Boom, it would come. And he used to grip the top of my shorts, and he used to pull that hard, he'd break the cords. So I used to get and thread through like three cords to the top of my shorts so he couldn't break them. Oh, he was unbelievable. He really was.
We've talked quite a bit, Phil, about the Grand Slam internationals. What, you know, highlights would you pull out from, you know, the rest of your considerable England career?
Well, I suppose the highlight really is to be selected for the British Lions Tour, albeit a very short, brief appearance, East London, and Derek Cornell was captain. We won. And in fact, I came off a few minutes, well, they were in injury time, Cotton taking his boots off, and he's a replacement. So he gave me a big telling off because he had to get his kit dirty to get on. But, you know, that was supposed to be selected for that. It was a real great year for me, really. You won the Triple Crown, Grand Slam, British Lions, two United Games.
One other thing, wasn't there? You made your debut for the Barbarians, I think, against East Midlands, and you went on the South Wales Tour as well. You were selected for the South Wales Tour.
I didn't go, no.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I didn't go.
I knew you were selected.
Yeah, because we had all these internationals playing, and I spoke to Cotton about it. He said, you must be joking. He said, you've got to go down and play what I call, I won't tell you what he called it, rugby as the old guard wanted it played, and you go down and get your head kicked off by these Welsh who want to kill you. He said, and you can't retaliate. Who wants to do that? He said, you're going to play Penarth on a Friday night, Newport or something on a Saturday, Cardiff on a Sunday, and then somebody else on the Easter night. He said, you must be joking. He said, that's not my idea of fun. And I thought he was quite right.
Yeah.
So I never went on that. I played twice for Barbarians, Mobs Memorial match at Northampton, and I played then for another game. It was against
Leicester. Yeah.
That's right, Leicester, because Peter Wheeler was playing and Robin Carolyn. We had a French hooker playing for us, and I thought, well, this kid will be good. He's, you know, a French hooker. What I play with, they're going to be some tough nuts and everything else. So we got out there, and he's somebody they found on the boat coming over, and they selected him to play. Because Ikey Stevens, a Welshman, was loose head, and I was tight head. The ball rolled past this hooker and passed it out the other side, and I hooked it with my hand. And Ikey said, this bloke can know what he's doing. Yeah. And Morris Colclough was playing, talking to him, and he said, Morris said, no, he just found him on the boat, they brought him over. He doesn't even play for anybody, hardly. And they had a fullback that was even slower than me. Vilpra, I thought a name like Vilpra, you know, Pierre Vilpra would be a bit of a star man. Got the game going, anyway, that's ball. Back to him, I was back there as usual, I was never first in the line, and running forward, I went past him. And I thought, my goodness, there's a hooker can't hook, there's a fullback who can't do anything, he's slower than me. So I thought, somebody's put some ringers in here, we're not going to do very well in this game, we did lose. But it was a great, great time because Leicester, you know, they really went to town. They had a lot of good players, and it was a great game of rugby. But Ikey Stevens says, this bloke's all plus, he says. He's all plus. He said he couldn't hook nothing. And so Ikey was doing the hooking, and we were sort of, you know, trying to make up for him. It was quite fun. It was fun. Play with the guys like that, those games are great fun.
And there's a good social side to the Barbarians
get-togethers. And I think, you know, play Leicester was okay, and play Northampton and Mosmore game was okay, but I think the Welsh sides in those days really, really were very, very good, and there weren't many sides could take on touring teams as a club side, and they did, and did quite well against one or two. So it was never going to be an easy tour down there. Dick Smith went down there once or twice, but it wasn't for me, I don't think. I just thought it was softy, I'll stay at home.
When you got back from the Lions tour the following autumn, you had a get together, didn't you, in Ireland?
You played
Cork Constitution.
Cork Constitution,
Lions versus Cork Constitution.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun indeed. We got there and everything else and so on. It was a real. We got there on a Wednesday, and they decided that I think the fifth column was moving in Ireland because they took us to the pubs, they took us to the clubs. We went to the hotel we were staying in, Juries. Everyone had the wives, girlfriends, or mistresses, whoever you want to take with you. Lovely hotel. We. Eating and drinking, John Robbie, who actually played for Ireland and actually played for South Africa, he was there as well, and Tony Ward and one or two others. We had a lovely evening. 12 o'clock, bar shut, thought we were going to bed. No, coach, down to the rugby club. Call Constitution, just open the doors. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, so eventually we get, I saw 6 pints of this Guinness underneath the table. I think, oh my giddy aunt. Anyway, eventually we got on, then we go to the races, then we go here, then we go there, so on, so on. We get to this game, and all of a sudden, it's like an Irish international. There's only two constitutional players in it. And we get out there, and Moss Keane was our second row, and he'd just flown in from Ireland, and he's still in his dinner jacket, with Fergus Slattery, who was in the same state, and Ollie Campbell. Ollie Campbell, we know, is okay. Ollie Campbell wasn't playing. Gareth Davis was going to play, the Welsh outside half. Anyway, so we get in there, so Moss Keane eventually finds him a pair of boots, and he's going to play. And we say, what's the line-out, Susan? So he can floor it away. Fucking like, but don't fucking floor it to me. So she's going to go, well, this is. Anyway, so we get out to this game and everything else and so on, and the ground's full, absolutely jam-packed full. It's an Irish international trial, and we're not doing very well, we're losing. Anyway, Bill comes to us at half-time and says, boys, we've got to pull it out, we've got to win. Bill said, we couldn't care, it's their ground, let them win, doesn't matter, we got to win, we can't go down, we got to win. So we pull out all stops, and I think we won scintillating 15-13, and we finished it, and felt absolutely awful. Then we had to travel back. My wife said to me, she said, I never ever want to go again. She said, I don't know how you can do it. I said, I don't know how we did it anyway.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful fun. And it really was, great to go. Really was a lot of fun.